Dave and Darren's top five things. A review of what we got done on our morning show, which you can hear each and every weekday, 5:30 until 10. If you want the whole Megillah, listen to that live at planet939.com.
You mean the kit and caboodle?
This is the very best. The top five things that happened on the show. Thanks for listening to it, downloading, subscribing, leaving reviews. Also should say thanks to Nature's Treatment of Illinois. They are, after all, the sponsor of this podcast.
They have two locations, Tech Drive in Milan and West Main Street in Galesburg. Both locations open 7 days a week. Nature's Treatment offers a wide selection of products for recreational use, including flower, vapes, edibles, and more. Recreational waiting lists are available. Reserve your time at the website. That's ntillinois.com.
Here's number one.
Number one.
Number one.
This is a disturbing development. Otters are now on the attack.
Now, is it true that otters have the thickest coat of any animal?
I'm not aware of that.
I think that they have more hair per inch. I think that they're the hairiest animal.
Really?
Yeah, that they have the thickest coat of any animal.
Interesting. I had no idea.
I hope I'm not wrong about that.
Otters are members of the weasel family, and they're found on every continent except Antarctica and Australia.
Well, that's forgiven.
Most are small with short ears and noses, elongated bodies, and soft, dense fur.
Dense. The densest.
It's dense. Now, is it...
The densest.
Is it the densest? That I'm not aware of.
I don't know. Who would have denser hair than an otter?
There are 13 different species of otter. Two of them live here in the United States. The sea otter and the North American river otter. River otters are much smaller. Sea otters can go up to like 90 pounds.
That's a big otter.
River otters can be up to 30 pounds. Yeah, they are carnivorous mammals. And they are cousin to skunks and wolverines and badgers. I guess otters to me are like the most adorable creatures.
No, I think they probably could take your head off too.
Well, yeah, they're trying to. 90% of the world's sea otters live in coastal Alaska. And Alaska is where this story happens. The Anchorage Press reporting a story here of an otter attack. In fact, the Anchorage Press feels so strongly about getting this information out, they have lifted the paywall on this story so we can share it with you. Beware of aggressive otters. That's the warning from the Alaska Department of Fish and Game. This warning comes after a woman, child, and at least two dogs were attacked by otters in Anchorage, which is the largest city in Alaska. Otter attacks against humans are rare, but the Alaska Department of Fish and Game says because of the risk to public safety, efforts will be made to locate this group of river otters and remove them. Recent otter attacks took place last week. Two dogs attacked by otters in separate locations. The owner of one of the dogs was bitten by an otter as she tried to help out her pet. Earlier this month, a 9-year-old boy was chased and bitten by 4 otters.
Yeah, that's not a fair fight.
When he was playing with his brother and friends near a duck pond.
Stay out of the duck pond.
The boy's mother tells the Anchorage Daily News, quote, "He has 2 fang marks on his back thigh and 1 on the front thigh on each leg.
He thinks they're pretty boss.
He has puncture wounds on his foot. He ended up falling as he was running away, and the otters got on his back."
Can you imagine that?
Being 9 years old and 4 otters are attacking you? No, I cannot wrap my head around that.
How do you not close your eyes at night and see that?
That's all. Oh,
that's
no!
That's all you're going to dream about for the rest of your life.
Oh, it's not clear if this is the same group of otters. They say river otters may travel long distances over land by utilizing interconnected waterways. So it could be the same group of bad otters. Officials say they're only going to go after otters that are exhibiting unusual behaviors before these otters are lethally removed And then once they do that, they'll test these otters for rabies. I bet that kid had to get rabies shots, too. Oh, I hadn't thought of that. Not only were you almost eaten by a pack of angry otters, here's some shots in your stomach, little guy. Ugh.
Sea otters have the thickest fur of any animal.
On Earth, really?
Their fur contains between, get this, 600,000 to a million hair follicles per square inch.
A million per square
Can be a million hair follicles per square
inch. So, like, do their bodies ever get wet?
Probably not.
It's just the fur on the outside.
Yeah. Never touches them.
Wow. Sea otters have a lung capacity 2.5 times greater than that of similar-sized land mammals. They're one of the few mammals that use tools. And it says here that, Darren, that they eat 25% of their body weight in food every day.
Who doesn't? Now they're saying here that the chinchilla has the highest density.
Oh, okay.
Where they're saying 20,000 hairs per square centimeter. I don't know. I think the otter sounds more impressive.
Well, people don't walk around wearing otter fur coats, do they? I've heard of people wearing chinchilla.
Do people still wear chinchilla?
Well, I mean, the sort of people who do, I guess. Not something I would wear.
Well, chinchilla is just probably softer than otter.
Here's my problem.
Although I've never petted an otter.
Here's my problem with chinchilla. It sounds like something available on the dollar menu at Taco Bell.
Mm.
A chinchilla, I have a hard problem even wrapping my head around what
I'm going to go ahead and have the potato chinchilla. Thank you.
Chinchilla is like a little mouse, right?
It's not as big as an otter.
No. No, those are rodents. Chinchilla's
No, they're saying sea otter. Yeah. Still, the thickest hair.
I could see that. Well, listen, it's something to
write home about.
Yeah. Be on the lookout. I mean, this is happening in Alaska. How long before our otters get ideas?
Stay out of the duck pond.
Right? That's the last thing we need. Some sort of Mississippi River otter.
You ever been attacked by an animal?
A wild animal? No. I would say not that I could remember.
I mean,
and that seems like the sort of thing I would
never
remember.
Bitten by a dog or anything?
Oh, sure. Yeah.
When were you bitten by a dog?
Just like family dogs.
Nipped you?
Yeah. Well, I think I had one bite that was pretty gnarly. Because I remember getting the whole talk about when the dog bit me. I remember getting the talk when I was a kid about, be glad it's not a human, because humans have dirtier mouths than dogs do. And I remember thinking, that's not really helping me with the Bactine stains that are going on right now. You know, because they splash Bactine in the puncture wounds. And then you see the bubbling coming out of your flesh.
Yeah, your mouth is dirtier than a toilet.
Right.
What? No.
Be glad it wasn't a human that bit you, David.
A public...
Humans are worse than dogs.
A public toilet.
Focus on that.
Public toilet seat is cleaner than your mouth. What? I don't think that's true. It's science, David.
Don't argue with it.
David,
it's science. Well, river otters, the North American river otter has had a real bounce back, which is great news, but also
a little too,
terrifying news.
A little too big a bounce back.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I imagine they can't get wet.
You just never get wet. All that time in
never
the water.
Never get clean.
Yeah.
Can never get clean. Oh, sure, the fur gets clean.
No thanks.
But not my skin. I haven't seen my skin in years.
Right. You don't see it like you're born as a baby, and that's the last time you see your skin.
And now you got your eyes closed when that's going on.
That doesn't seem fair. Number two. Halloween's going to be here before you know it.
Yep, a month away.
Yeah, right? Halloween decorations go up on October 1st, right? Isn't that what everybody
does?
When
do you think it's safe to buy candy? Like a week out?
Yeah, no. I'll
couple
be
days
it.
Out?
Halloween's on a Sunday. I'll probably get it Friday afternoon.
And you know for sure
that Friday afternoon
that the cities are going to be trick-or-treating on Sunday?
I told you I don't know that for sure.
Well, then why would you lie?
I specifically said I don't know. They haven't said.
They haven't?
No.
You know that for a fact?
Yes.
Mm. Are you saying it's too soon for them to make that decision?
I'm saying they generally don't start announcing trick-or-treat times.
Don't you think they know?
I'm sure they have some idea, but if you tell people now, they're never going to remember.
Is it
look at how often the people on your block are putting their recycle bins out when it's not recycle
week. I know,
week.
But is it a good idea to have kids trick-or-treating after a day long of NFL football?
You just don't want to be bothered during NFL football. This is your
the games
agenda.
Are still going on, even.
Yes. No, they will be trick-or-treating on Sunday. That would be my guess.
Hmm.
As far as what the cities are saying?
Yeah.
Again, I think it's too soon for them to be saying this.
Too soon to even know.
Right.
Huh.
It will be, yeah, all the trick-or-treat times I have here are for 2020, buddy.
Okay.
They won't be announcing this here for another week or so.
You're not saying it's canceled.
No one is saying it's canceled. Why would it be canceled? Trick-or-treating's not going to get canceled. My hunch is the trick-or-treating will be on Sunday, October 31st. That's my hunch.
And what is your hunch as to what Aaron Rodgers' costume will be?
Oh, I don't know.
Being that he's growing his hair out for the costume.
Yeah, I don't know.
Although his hair is not that long.
He said it was a hero of his, and he's been working on the costume for more than a year. So who's a long hair that would be a hero of his? I think the smart money's on some sort of Game of Thrones character.
Oh, okay. I gotcha.
Like you're Jon
Snow
with,
you're
or
going
something.
With Game of Thrones.
Yeah, that's my guess. Goodwill releasing their annual Halloween survey. You know, it's a big time. In fact, the busiest season Goodwill has...
Is that right?
...is Halloween. Yeah.
Hmm.
That's when the stores are packed with people buying costumes there at the Goodwills.
Now, last year, we had the young neighbor kid who dressed as Bob Ross.
Oh, cool.
And I mentioned to him, are you Bob Ross?
Yeah.
He said, yes.
And was he thrilled that you got the reference? Like when you're a kid and you're doing a costume that's different from all your friends, It's always fun when an adult goes, hang on a second, are you supposed to be?
He came and got his candy and then he went across the street to another house and that's when I yelled out to him, hey, are you Bob Ross?
Well, you had an opportunity when he was there on your front porch.
It's true.
It just bothered you, like you had to know? You know, that kid left. Well, I had an opportunity to talk to him.
It dawned on me that I should ask.
Hey, are you supposed to be Bob Ross?
And he was.
Yes, sir. 3 in 4 Americans plan to celebrate Halloween this year. 74%.
What does celebrate mean?
Well,
does handing out candy mean celebrating?
Yeah, that is part of it. 41% of us say that we will give candy out to trick-or-treaters.
Only 41%?
That's the number.
Huh.
41%. Of Americans plan on giving out candy to trick-or-treaters. I'll say this as someone who in the last couple of years has, well, I guess not in the last couple of years, but recently.
Yeah.
I'd say 41% of homes is about right.
Okay.
Yeah, I think more don't than do, frankly.
All right.
34% of us will wear a costume or dress up. 34% of us will also decorate our homes for Halloween. And 24% of us will attend a party. Either in person or virtual with family or friends. So I know I'll be doing handing out candy for trick-or-treaters. I'm certain I will be decorating my home. I probably won't be wearing a costume.
I will probably dress up, but it won't be a costume.
What does that mean?
Just look sharp.
You're wearing a tie for Halloween?
That's right. Dress up as if it's like a job interview.
2/3 of adults indicate that their Halloween plans will be impacted to some extent by concerns with unvaccinated family members, friends, or family.
What's that again?
The 2/3 of adults say that their Halloween plans will be impacted by concerns with unvaccinated family members, friends, or family. Like,
sure.
You know, you have a Halloween party, but you only invite people you know that have been vaccinated, that sort of thing. And you've got children, 12 year, kids that are younger than 12 can't get vaccinated. So to have a Halloween party, you think, oh, is that something I want to do?
And they're kind of like the main trick-or-treaters.
They are. It's true. The Goodwill Halloween survey also finding that Halloween costumes based on pop culture trends or characters from TV, movies, video games, or books are the most popular.
Now, what are you dressed up as? I'm dressed up pretending that I'm looking for another job.
28% preferred costumes this year that are pop culture. Then your traditional iconic Halloween costumes come in at number two here on the list. Your witches, your ghosts, your zombies, your werewolves. 24% say they're going for unique, one-of-a-kind costumes. That's me. I'm going to be going as a slutty ivermectin.
Is the boy going as Scream yet again this year?
I haven't had that talk yet.
Would this be like year six of Scream?
Yeah. When he got this phantom costume, it went down to his feet.
Barely covers his belt.
Yeah, it looked like a mini dress last year. Yeah, he refuses to spend money.
It's like Scream on Laugh-In.
It's something else.
Why, don't spend money.
That's his take on things. And it's not his money. Like, we want to buy him a costume. And every year it's like, I got a costume from last year. It's fine.
Exactly.
And we say, no one's going to know who you are. He goes, nobody cares who I am. They just want to, you say trick or treat, you say thank you.
He's got a good fix on things.
He does.
It's true. They don't care.
It's true. It's like, you think I'm having conversations with these people?
It's not like I get less candy.
Right. Right. It's true. Goodwill, a top place to go and get costumes. 2/3 of adults say they prefer to do their own costumes rather than buying one. And people say that they turn to social media and websites for costume ideas and inspiration. People going on YouTube and Pinterest and all the other social medias for ideas on what they should be this year for Halloween.
Number three.
Daniel Craig is no longer going to be James Bond.
Right, last one, right?
He's done.
And how many did he end up doing then? Half a dozen?
Let me see. He did Casino Royale.
First one.
He did Quantum of Solace. He did Spectre.
Skyfall.
He did Skyfall. And now this one is No Time to Die.
So five.
Five movies in total. It's been 15 years since Daniel Craig took over the role.
Is that all?
Yeah.
Well, that's knocking out several of them in 15 years.
Oh, yeah. No, it's been a good run. But he said that, enough's enough. I think he said enough's enough before this one, and they rolled in a Brinks truck full of money, and he said, okay, I could do one more.
Okay, so you haven't seen this one yet, but you will.
No, it'll be in theaters in early October, and I'm very much looking forward to it. I was just excited to see the posters and stuff when I went to the movies a couple of weeks ago. I was like, oh, this is really going to happen.
Of the four that he's done, which is the best one?
Oh, Skyfall.
Skyfall's better than the first one?
Yeah, oh. Yeah. Well, I would say Quantum of Solace is the worst.
Okay.
Yeah. And it's just fine. It's not great. It's not terrible. It's not as good as Skyfall and certainly not as good as Casino Royale.
Right.
And Spectre's not terrific.
Okay.
It's like every other movie has
every
been
other
great.
One has been yeah, good. Okay. Yeah.
Now this movie was supposed to come out last Easter. So it's been sitting on the shelves for some time, and there was talk that maybe they would release it to a streaming service, but no, it will be in theaters.
So if it's the every other one, this should be a good one.
Here's hoping. Fingers are crossed. He said that's enough. He's not doing it anymore. And now the executive producer of the franchise, Barbara Broccoli, saying that they will begin the search for they will begin the search for the new 007 next year.
You would think they have that already underway.
No. She says, we'll keep going. Next year will be the 60th anniversary of the Bond films. So we're looking forward to the new chapter, whatever it brings.
And this new Bond film will be number what?
Oh, I think this is Bond 26?
Oh, I would have thought there's more than that.
Well, it depends on... There's a Bond movie that's not canon. That would be... The Sean Connery...
Say Never Again?
No. It's essentially a remake of Thunderball.
Yeah.
It's not Never Say Never Again. Is it Never Say Never Again?
I think it is Never Say Never Again. Isn't it?
Oh, I think you're right now that you mention it. Yeah, you're right. It is Never Say Never Again. Good work, Darren.
Thanks.
That's the one with the Is Kim Basinger in that one?
Could be.
Yeah. Yeah, Never Say Never Again. It's not. It's a Bond movie, but it's not really a Bond movie.
Well, it's counted anyway.
Why wouldn't you? Yeah, because it's just basically a remake of Thunderball. So this would be, okay, No Time to Die is Bond 25.
Okay, all right, 25.
Yeah, and that's, then there's Never Say Never Again, which would, I mean, it's 20. On my shelf, when I get the DVD for No Time to Die, it'll be the 26th. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I think you can count it.
Mm-hmm. Sean Connery starred as Dr. No in 1962.
Yep.
And then No Time to Die will be the first movie we've had since Spectre. That came out in 2015, so it's been a while since we've had a Bond movie in theaters. They're saying now that with next year being the 60th anniversary, they're looking forward to a new chapter, whatever it brings. Quote, we're not quite sure at the moment. Right now, we just want to celebrate No Time to Die and Daniel's extraordinary achievement. The interviewer says to Broccoli, well, you know, whoever is the next Bond is going to have big shoes to fill.
Okay, so which one was the best Roger Moore one?
Well, best
Roger Moore.
My favorite is The Spy Who Loved Me.
Okay.
As far as which is the best one, I think an argument could be made for Live and Let Die or even for Your Eyes Only. Moonraker's ridiculous.
He did Octopussy, too.
Octopussy's horrific, but not good.
And he did A View to a Kill.
Maybe the worst one of all. Roger Moore was like Bond when I was growing up, so...
Yeah.
There's this great story that this guy tells, and I'm going to give you... I'm not going to read it right. You know, I need to look it up, because the way this guy tells the story is great. He's a little kid in the 70s, and he's in an airport, and he sees...
Roger Moore?
Roger Moore. And he asks his grandpa, he's traveling with his grandpa, right? And he says, hey, that's James Bond. Can you get me his autograph? So the grandfather, who has no idea
what
who Roger Moore is,
yeah,
walks up to him and is like, hey, my grandson wants your autograph. So Roger Moore signs it.
As James Bond?
No, as Roger Moore. Uh-huh. And he gives it back to the kid. This is in 1983. Okay. Give me a minute, because this is one of my favorite stories.
Okay.
Mark Haynes wrote this. He says, as a seven-year-old in 1983, in the days before first-class lounges at airports, I was with my granddad in Nice at the airport and saw Roger Moore sitting at the departure gate, reading a paper. I told my granddad I'd just seen James Bond and asked if we could go over to get his autograph. My granddad had no idea who James Bond or Roger Moore were.
How's that possible?
So we walked over, and he popped me in front of Roger Moore with the words, my grandson says you're famous. Can you sign this? As charming as you'd expect, Roger asks my name and duly signs the back of my plane ticket, a fulsome note of best wishes. I'm ecstatic. But as we head back to our seats, I glance down at the signature. It's hard to decipher it, but it definitely does not say James Bond.
Right.
My granddad looks at it, half figures out it says Roger Moore. I have absolutely no idea who that is, and my heart sinks.
Oh.
I tell my granddad he signed it wrong, that he put someone else's name. So my granddad heads back to Roger Moore, holding the ticket he's only just signed.
Yeah.
I remember staying by our seats, and my granddad says, quote, he says you signed the wrong name. He says your name is James Bond. Roger Moore's face crinkled up with the realization, and he beckoned me over.
Yeah.
And when I was by his knee, he leaned over, looked from side to side, raised an eyebrow, and in a hushed voice said to me, I have to sign my name as Roger Moore, because otherwise Blofeld might find out I was here. He asked me not to tell anyone that I'd just seen James Bond. Thanked me for keeping his secret.
Yeah.
I went back to our seats, my nerves absolutely jangling with delight. My granddad asked me if he signed James Bond, and I said no.
No, he can't.
I said I got it wrong.
Yeah.
Because I was working with James Bond now.
Right.
Many, many years later, I was working as a script writer on a recording that involved UNICEF, and Roger Moore was doing a piece to camera as an ambassador for UNICEF. He was completely lovely, and while the cameramen were setting up, I told him in passing the story of when I was 7 and I met him at the Nice airport. He was happy to hear it, and he had a chuckle, and he said, well, I don't remember that, but I'm glad you got to meet James Bond. So that was lovely. And then he did something so brilliant. After the filming, he walked me past in the corridor, heading out to his car, And as he got level, he paused, looked both ways, raised an eyebrow, and in a hushed voice said, of course I remember our meeting in Nice, but I didn't want to say anything in there because those cameramen, any one of them could be working for Blofeld. I was delighted, as delighted at 30 as I was at 7. Uh-huh. What a man. What a tremendous man. Isn't that awesome? Roger Moore. Yeah,
that's good stuff.
I think for me is always going to be my favorite just because he was Bond growing up. And as great as Daniel Craig has been, I mean, that's just for me. I know some people say Connery's the best, and some people lately feel very strongly about Daniel Craig. Whoever they get, as long as it's not Mike Richards from Jeopardy, I'll be happy.
Number four.
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 People make mistakes. All of us do. All of us are capable of really, really bad decisions. And you don't ever want to judge somebody by one bad decision, right?
Well, it depends on what it is, I suppose.
So if you're a California shaman charged with starting a wildfire because you were boiling bear urine to drink, that's something we can go ahead and feel good about judging you for? Because that's what happened. Alexandra Suverneva.
Well, that sounds like more of an accident.
30 years old, now looking at 9 years in prison for allegedly sparking the Fawn Fire, which has destroyed 41 homes and 90 smaller structures, threatening to destroy another 2,300 homes. She's pled not guilty. They're taking a look at her for possibly starting other fires across the state of California. This fire in Shasta County, as it raged on, she claimed that she was hiking, trying to get to Canada, and she told forest officials she was thirsty, came across a puddle of what she believed was bear urine, so she tried to make a fire to boil the bear urine so that she could drink it.
What, do you got to, like, boil the wang out of it?
I don't know, man. I don't know that that's
something. You can't find a stream?
I'm so thirsty.
Wait a minute. Bear urine puddle.
This bear ate so much asparagus. I need to boil it a little bit more.
How much urine does a bear leave behind? Probably quite a bit.
Yeah. Yeah, we talk so much about the other thing that bears do in the woods. We don't really focus on the number one thing so much as on number two. We can report here exclusively on Dave and Darren that the bear urine was in fact the urine of one George the Bear, who when he heard about the wildfire had this to say.
Yes, George the Bear. Any comments?
What the hell you call that? Yeah, what a stupid call that was. Come on, let's go, you guys. Jeez, brother.
Yeah, she's trying to boil your urine there, George.
Crying out loud. Holy man, what do you call it?
Yeah, can't you drink my urine later?
So she's a shaman, apparently.
How do you get that title?
I think shaman is a title.
By age 30, huh? Well,
it's...
Wow.
It seems like shaman is a title reserved for the truly insane these days, right?
Well, that's true.
I think that it used to mean like you were a holy man.
Yeah, it used to be.
Or a woman. And now I think it just means you're out of your mind.
Yeah, it used to be a compliment.
I don't think it is anymore.
And now it's an indictment.
Exactly, literally.
What's the matter with you guys?
Yeah, sometimes.
She said it was too wet for the fire to start. So she down this water that she thought was bear urine and then continued on her way. eventually got trapped in the brush amid the inferno and had to call the fire department to help her get away from it.
Can I offer you a certs?
She was asked to empty her pockets and fanny pack, and in the fanny pack were CO2 cartridges, a cigarette lighter, and an item containing a green leafy substance that she admitted to smoking that day. Well, yeah, she's a shaman. You can smoke weed in California, right? That's not a problem. She's out there smoking the devil's cabbage and drinking beer urine? No, thanks.
Smoke weed every day.
I like half of that idea. The other half is a hard pass. Workers at a nearby quarry reported seeing a woman toss two small CO2 cartridges that matched the ones that were found in the shaman's bag the same day that the fire ignited. On her LinkedIn page, she has shaman
LinkedIn
as her current occupation. She also indicates that she was a doctoral student at SUNY New York's College of Environmental Studies and Forestry. I'm a shaman. It's on my LinkedIn page. I need to go on my LinkedIn page and put down that I'm a shaman. Maybe people will leave me alone. She is under suspicion, according to the attorney, for starting other fires. There's a report that there's a high possibility that she's responsible for other fires. Oh, someone says here, an expert says, it's my experience that arsonists will light multiple fires in a short time frame. Again, she's alleged to have started the fire.
Now, what was the story back in the day?
Was you need it to go to court because there's shamans suing us. What's that now, Darren?
That bedwetters start fires, or if you play with fire, you'll wet your bed.
I don't know anything about this.
You've never heard of that one?
The bed
that
wetters?
I think it was that was like one of those things to keep a kid from playing with fire. It's like, well, if you play with fire, you'll wet your bed.
Really?
Yeah.
I had no idea.
Oh yeah, that's a thing. I think that's what it is. It's not that bedwetters start fires.
There's something called the McDonald Triad. And that is a set of three factors that they think can be predictive of or associated with violent tendencies. So it's like serial killer stuff.
Uh-huh.
This was first proposed by psychiatrist J.M. McDonald in an article he wrote in the American Journal of Psychiatry in 1963. And the McDonald Triad is...
Keep your eyes open for this.
Right. Cruelty to animals.
Sure.
Obsession with fire starting.
Yep.
And persistent bedwetting past a certain age.
Uh-huh.
I think if your kid is setting fires and cruel to animals,
that's right off the bat. Yeah,
I don't know that bedwetting past a certain age, that might be
I would find the other two things more alarming.
Oh, I would much rather have a kid that wets the bed past a certain age than is cruel to animals or setting fires. Yeah.
Certainly.
Completely. But the McDonald Triad links cruelty to animals, obsession with fire starting, and persistent bedwetting past a certain age to violent behavior, particularly homicidal behavior and sexually predatory behavior.
But I think they used to say that don't play with fire.
Mm-hmm.
If you play with fire, you'll end up wetting your bed.
I think this is an urban legend. I think that this is something that they've kind of disproved.
I'm not saying that it's true.
But you were a kid. You remember hearing
if you play with yourself, you'll go blind. That sort of thing.
Right.
It was one of those.
You'll grow hair on your palms.
You'll grow, yes.
Okay.
Or,
bedwetting into the tween and teen years can be used as an indicator of possible childhood sexual abuse. So bedwetting might be something else. I mean, that's serious stuff. But hurting animals and starting fires is
not cool.
Yeah. Not cool, shaman. We expected better of you. Yeah, so they think she might be responsible for more of these. Her LinkedIn is a lot of fun to look at. Got a lot going on here. I'm a shaman.
What are her likes?
Well, they don't, that's not what LinkedIn is. What do you mean likes?
Oh, I thought you could like things on LinkedIn.
Yeah? Here's what I want to do. I want to drop out of society.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to put that I'm a shaman on my LinkedIn.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to commit some sort of crime. And when the cops try to throw me in the back of the car, I'm going to say, please, don't squeeze the shaman. It's totally going to be worth
it. It's just totally nailed it.
It's just that good.
Did you like that? I'm an amateur comedian.
Yeah, in order to read the rest of her LinkedIn here, I have to sign in. And then she'll know that I was looking at her page, and I'd rather not have that.
I got you.
I'd rather not have somebody accused of starting wildfires, reaching out to be a connection.
Well, don't start fires, anyone.
No. We didn't start the fire. It was always burning since the world's been turning.
Five.
Number five.
We have managed to get this far into the show without giving you any stories from our favorite peninsula.
Florida.
This story comes to us from Pensacola, Florida, where a customer shopping for a used car discovered a naked woman pleasuring herself in the rear seat of a 2010 Jeep Wrangler parked outside the Florida auto dealership. That's not standard, right? That's aftermarket.
Can I get this Scotch Guard?
Customers were called... Can I get the Scotch Guard?
Consider yourself zing.
Zing of the day.
Can you get that Z-Bart, please?
Hmm.
Rusty Jones.
I was expecting a new car smell.
Why are all those seagulls hovering over the Jeep?
This is a little more like black ice.
Cops called to Bob Tyler Toyota in Pensacola.
What was it again?
Bob Tyler Toyota in Pensacola.
I'm Bob Tyler.
Cops were called after a customer complained to a sales associate about a naked woman in the backseat of one of their vehicles on the sale lot. When the dealership manager opened the Jeep's door...
Complained or made it aware? Made them aware?
It was a complaint. When a dealership manager opened the Jeep's door, he said he spotted Alexis King naked with her legs spread wide open.
Look how roomy it is back here. You can seat three.
You know, people say the Jeeps aren't roomy, but I'd like to show you Alexis here. Look what she's doing in there. She's got room for days.
Why, this proves my point, friend. I'm Bob Tyler. What's it going to take for me to get you in this Jeep?
And every Jeep sold here at Bob Tyler Toyota.
This young lady's proving my point.
Comes with my personal masturbating woman guarantee. A receptionist reported that the suspect was pulling at her vagina, and a third employee who called 911.
How did the receptionist know that?
Well, you can tell. A third employee who called 911 told police that a co-worker called him to the front lot to get a vehicle that had a woman inside pleasuring herself.
Hello, I'm the director of first impressions.
Tiffany, I'm going to need you to throw out all the popcorn in the popcorn machine. We're shutting things down for today. After King exited the vehicle and walked away from the dealership, employees noticed damage to the car's interior, including a broken radio and a stain on the back seat. They estimate that she did $1,300 worth of damage to the Jeep. One witness told cops that the car smelled so terrible that it had to go straight into detailing. Good luck with that.
Get me the kids over at detailing. I'm Bob Tyler.
You got everything. You're in the detail department there. You got your day planned when the boss comes in with a rush job.
And he just walks over. He's got a ball peen hammer. Just puts a little. It's like, all right, scratch and dent. Let's get it out of here.
King was charged with burglary, criminal mischief, indecent exposure, and providing a false name. She's being held in the county jail on $7,000 bond. According to the website for Bob Tyler Toyota in Pensacola.
Get me the boys over on the taking care of the website and just list this one as a snatch and dent sale.
Snatch and dent?
Mark her down. What we can out of it.
The Jeep Wrangler Unlimited Sport, which has got 84,000 miles on it, is still available for just $23,116. The listing makes no mention of any recent stain visited upon the car's gray cloth seats. Yeah, you're gonna have to really scrub to get that out of that pre-owned 2010 Jeep Wrangler. Retail price $23,990. Your price $23,116. You save $874. Oh my gosh! There's an online sales assistant here that wants to know if they can help. I'm gonna ask. Did you clean the seats? Let's see what the chat professional. She says, thank you for chatting with Bob Tyler Toyota in sunny Pensacola, Florida.
I'm Bob Tyler.
I asked, did you clean the seats? I haven't gotten a response yet. We'll see if this Cindy, my chat professional there at Bob Tyler Toyota, has any idea what I'm talking about. 4-speed, auto transmission, aluminum wheels, leather-wrapped steering wheel.
It's ironical that my last name was actually Toyota. My middle name's Tyler. Welcome. Hello, I'm Bob Tyler Toyota of Bob Tyler Toyota.
For whatever reason, Cindy at Bob Tyler Toyota is not answering my text. Normally, they're a lot quicker to respond.
I personally didn't clean it, so the answer would be no.
Why would we clean the seats? Well, I know it went into detailing right away. The Bob Tyler Toyota team will provide you with the service you need to enjoy every mile. If you're interested in learning more about our offerings or rich history, consider joining us here in Pensacola. We're just a quick drive away from Gulf Breeze, Niceville, Destin, Fort Walton, and beyond. Niceville? Okay, Cindy is typing her response to me here. I can't wait for this. I have a feeling Cindy's going to be very professional. Cindy, chat professional there.
My guess is there'll be a standard answer of all of our vehicles.
It says, I would be happy to help you with the seat if the seats were cleaned. Can you clarify, please? Clarify?
You know, the naked woman in your Jeep.
I'm going to type in, I heard this car has a real funk. Close the door. You're letting the stank out. Well, hey, good luck. Good luck selling this, Cindy, and our friends down there at Bob Tyler Toyota.
I
she has to know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah, don't play dumb.
Come on, Cindy. Don't act like you don't know what's going on. Is that on the Carfax now? The fact that some woman was in the back seat pulling on herself? That's got to be in the Carfax, right? Cindy sent me an updated listing and says, is this the Jeep you're talking about? And then I sent Cindy, the chat professional, the link to the story.
Uh-huh.
And now I've got the bubbles here where Cindy is the chat professional there at Bob Tyler Toyota is answering. I am dying to see what Cindy's take is on this Jeep that's had, let's just say, some damage to the radio and perhaps a little bit of the interior.
Are you trying to say that she's unaware?
She says, I don't have information on this. Hmm. I can have my team confirm any information that you need. Do you have a trade-in? Trade-in?
Trade-in? Is she coming on to you?
Am I being hit on?
Is it all over, Rock?
I guess so.
I didn't think it'd be like this.
That was Dave and Darren's top five things. Thanks for listening to it, subscribing to it, and if you get a chance, leave a review for it on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. Also, thanks to Nature's Treatment of Illinois.
They have two locations, Tech Drive in Milan and West Main Street in Galesburg. Make sure you sign up for the newsletter and connect with Nature's Treatment on Twitter and Instagram. You can order recreational items online through the Galesburg location and order medicinal items online through the Milan location. Both of those through Leafly at the website ntillinois.com.
All right, I got to go. I'm getting a deal on a Jeep. Until we get a chance to do this for you again, hang loose, kooks.
And you stay classy and safe, Quad Cities.
Come on, Quad Cities, represent. This is for the Quad Cities reference spot. Davenport, yeah, we keeping it locked.
Rock Island.
Come on, and it just don't stop. East Moline, yeah, they keeping it hot.
Hey, Brian, want to get the rock out of here?
Rock yeah.